106.5 Mountain FM. It's Rob Murray and our Mountain Insider, Tanya Faubert. It's been, what, about 2.5 years now since the big flood? It gives us an opportunity to look back on what was done after the flood, especially the provincial response, and say, okay, what did we do well? What can we do better? I understand there's been a report recently about that.
A third-party review of the response and recovery by the provincial government with 16 recommendations, 15 of which have been accepted by the provincial government.
The other one just sucks.
And the other one was... This is funny. The other one was accepted in principle, but I really couldn't figure out which one that was.
Okay.
Because when you read the response from the province, every recommendation in there is currently underway. One of the most significant ones, I think, is a review and complete reorganization of the disaster recovery program. What I read in the report also reflected what I saw happening in our communities. How people were treated by the disaster recovery program was the biggest failure. The disaster recovery program was outsourced to a private company, Landlink. That company was woefully unprepared for the size of the recovery efforts of that flood. Already the government has brought that service back in-house, but there's been a lot of heartache and frustration, absolutely unnecessary stress on local families in Exshaw and Canmore having to deal with this program, having to go through multiple appeals, being told one thing at the time of the disaster and then being denied claims afterwards. And when I spoke to our MLA, Cam Westhead, that's something that he heard in particular, and that when these recommendations came out, he said are being addressed. He wants to make sure that when a disaster happens, people know as soon as possible what they can and can't move forward with. Of these 16 recommendations, another one is social services. I think the mental health support for victims of the 2013 flood was below par.
Yeah.
A lot of people struggled with the fact that even going through the disaster recovery program caused them mental health issues due to the sheer frustration and stress of that process. So,
well, you know, it all ties into the whole empathy thing. And it's such a contrast to what we dealt with here on a local basis, because everyone was just so generous and caring to people who needed help. And then they run into a cold, hard government agency that really just treats them as a number.
Recognizing these are humans, and we need to approach them with kindness because they've been through a disaster. These programs are there to support, not to deny. Mm-hmm. And it seemed like they were there to deny and not to support.
Yeah.
It really messed with a lot of people. And 2.5 years later, we're still feeling the effects.
You can read more about some of the other recommendations in this week's Outlook article that Tanya put together.